Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. This is show number 378. It's going to be a great day. Looks like it's a beautiful day, actually. So I hope you're going to have a wonderful day as well. As you know, it's Easter season. So today we are going to cover the best and worst Easter candy for your teeth. And then later on in the show, if we have time, we'll get to the top 25 Easter candies in order. All right, so if you want to watch the show instead of just listen to it, you can go it on your computer or your tablet, and you can go to ustreamtv.com. That's U with a U, not a Y-O-U. And you scroll all the way to the bottom of that page, and there's this little tiny word that says watch. You almost have to look for it. It's between this and between that, like pricing or something. It's weird. Click on it, type in Dentally Speaking into the search bar, and it'll come up. So you can see the show. Also, podcasts are available at dentallyspeaking.com. All 377 shows so far, and then this one will be available later, maybe Monday or Tuesday. All right, so as I mentioned, the best and worst Easter candy. All right, so when preparing for Easter, there's always concerns about sugar overload. Moderation is key during this holiday filled with chocolate bunnies and jelly beans. And this is according to Alina Neuberger, MD, Medical Director of E-Medical Offices in New Jersey. A common dilemma parents have around Easter is which type of candy to offer their little ones. We all know that candy's not good for you if eaten regularly, but a holiday time exception is not a problem, provided the candy is eaten in moderation. And that's the way I believe is basically you don't want to take this stuff away from the kids or yourself for that matter, but do it in moderation and make sure you brush your teeth and floss. So I think you can eat anything you want, as long as you brush and floss afterwards. But I was thinking about getting ready for the show, and of course, okay, so think about it. We have hard candy, we have the jelly beans, we have the peeps, we have the chocolate bunnies, there's hollow and there's solid. Then you have those like robin eggs that are basically malted milk balls with speckles, you know, look like eggs, and all kinds of like in between. So which ones are the worst for you? Oh, and you also have the gummies that can be sweet and sour, or the ones that are sweet and sour. They're both. All right. So we're gonna cover these. But in general, oh, and by the way, there are some candies that are good for you, and we're going to talk about that in about 5 minutes. But so let's start with chocolate, because that's the most common one. We think of the Easter bunnies, the ones where everybody bites off the ear. I don't know why. Okay, so hollow chocolate bunnies, they're better because they're hollow. Okay, so your child's not going to eat as much chocolate if they have the hollow version. They're going to feel fulfilled. They're going to feel full. Think I've eaten the whole thing. When you know, in fact, it was hollow and they didn't get as much chocolate. So that's actually a good thing over the ones that aren't hollow. Now, something that came up was pretty interesting. And that is opting for darker chocolate bunnies equates to greater cocoa content, which means more flavonoids, an antioxidant linked to many health benefits, including lower cholesterol, low blood pressure, improved moods, and a reduced risk of blood clots. And of course, it decreases the amount of dental decay because it inhibits plaque formation. Did anybody know that? I didn't even realize that. Chocolate, this really dark chocolate with 60% cocoa, will actually decrease the incidence of decay. And because what it does is it inhibits plaque from forming on the teeth. Because when there's plaque on the teeth, the bacteria that live there give off acids, and that attacks the teeth, which is tooth decay. Tooth decay is actually acid attack. All right, so that's pretty cool. And you might want to remember that. We might make that Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. But it has to be the really dark chocolate. So that's good news, because I bet everybody was thinking the show was going to be all about all the things you can't eat, all about the stuff that you can't do. Don't tell me what I can't do. Tell me what I can do, right? That's kind of the way I like to think about life anyway. All right, now, the solid milk chocolate bunnies. Of course, we've talked about that, and it's a lot of sugar. It's probably too much. For example, a 7-ounce solid milk chocolate bunny contains 1,100 calories. I've actually been guilty of eating those. 1,100 calories. That's an awful lot. And so again, stick with the dark chocolate or go with a hollow bunny. Now, jelly beans. Now, if you can choose the kind that have the natural ingredients, you know, without the artificial flavorings and stuff, that would be better. But you know what? Here's the reason jelly beans aren't as good. Because anything sticky, if it sticks to your teeth, it's going to stay in there and it's going to do damage longer. So sticky is bad. I thought, honestly, that that would be the worst. But the worst food, Easter candy, is the hard candy. Because it's in your mouth longer. You know, it takes a while to dissolve, although I don't know about you, but I can't just let a candy dissolve. I always have to bite it. I've tried. Just letting it go till it just melts away, and I can't do it. Can you? I don't think I can, even when it gets to like little tiny, real tiny, and it's real thin, and I'm feeling it with my tongue, it's like, oh, okay, I'll just go ahead and bite it now. But maybe you can do it, but I can't. But here's the thing. So the reason hard candy is bad is because it stays in your mouth longer, so you're getting all the sugar on the teeth that much longer. But because people bite them, and people usually don't wait until they're real skin and thinny like I've tried. I said skin and thinny. Skinny and thin. I just made up two words. One word. All right, so what happens is people will put, kids will put this in their mouth, a lollipop or whatever, and they'll try to bite it, and you can chip a tooth. So that's the number one worst candy. Well, I'm going to take it a step further. Sour things, to be sour, they're acidic. So, if it's a sour hard candy, that would be the number one worst Easter candy for you or your children because of biting it. And because if it's in your mouth, it's not only going to give you the sugar part, because they're usually mixed, they're not completely sour, nobody would want them, but they're kind of like a sweet and sour, so you put them in your mouth, and then the sour creates an acidic issue, and it starts to eat away at your teeth as well. Just like lemon can give you aphthous ulcers and stuff, and people that have a lot of acid in their diet get that acid erosion of their teeth. You can just see their teeth. They look like candles that are partly melted. They really do. It just kind of eats away at the enamel. And it's funny because people that are bulimic, we see that on their teeth. And, you know, it's always delicate because when they come to the office and you can see all this acid erosion, you ask them if they're bulimic, you know, or the anorexic. You can kind of tell if they're anorexic. But bulimic would be somebody that's throwing up and bringing all that stomach acid up. So, but they'll always say no. I don't think I've ever met an anorexic or bulimic that's admitted it. So you're always like, well, I don't know what you're doing, but there's something going on in here. You know, maybe you're having a lot of grapefruit or a lot of lemons or whatever. But whatever you're doing, you need to stop. And people that get into that have that affliction, they don't seem to be able to stop. It's really weird. Even with therapy, I've treated a number of people. And by the way, if you let your teeth get eroded by acid like that, there's not a lot we can do except put crowns on the teeth. And I had a case where I did this beautiful set of crowns on this girl that had been anorexic and bulimic, and a pretty girl, but her teeth were all really messed up. And actually, I think it was for a Christmas wish for the local station here, right? Yeah. And just everything came out great. And then about a year later, she came back and she hadn't stopped throwing up, and she was getting decay around the crowns. So it was kind of a set. Then we had to start switching to implants with crowns on them because, you know, implants don't get decay. So, okay, I kind of got off the subject of Easter candy, but the tie-in was the acid and how dangerous that is. And so we were talking about hard Easter candy that is also sour. Okay, that's the number one worst because it's acidic, it's sweet, and you bite it. So don't bite those things if you're going to do them. The next worst would be the jelly bean type things, the sticky, things that are sticky. And because the longer they're in contact with your teeth, the worse it is. And by the way, that's the same thing for raisins. People think of raisins as a healthy food because it's all natural. They're right, it's all natural. Doesn't mean it's good for your teeth, just means it's good for your body. All right, and I'm looking to see here. We have to go to a break pretty soon. I'm not really sure. Let me just check my clock. I had the clock up, but it disappeared on me. Okay. Yeah, my producer's right on it. And she's giving me the nod. It is time to go to a commercial break. All right. Oh, so, like I said, you might want to remember. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And so the winner is going to receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And for that, you're going to want to remember that all-natural, extra-dark, pure-dark chocolate with at least 60% cacao is better for your teeth than milk chocolate because it hinders the growth of the bacteria responsible for plaque buildup, okay? That's a big, long word. We may not have that all those words in the question, but just keep that in mind. All right. So, but before we do the question, the lawyers want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right. And the question of the day is, all natural, extra dark, pure dark chocolate with about 60% cacao is better for your teeth than milk chocolate because it keeps the bacteria responsible for plaque buildup from forming on your teeth. Is that true or false? All right. The winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769, so go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, a lot of people ask us if we're accepting new patients. They know we've been in business for 34 years and assume we're not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. We do accept new patients. After all, if we're doing our job correctly, we get our patients healthy, so all they need are routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. That leaves us free to take care of you. So yes, we do take new patients, and we would love to take care of you, your family, and your friends. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
I bet everyone knows someone who is afraid of the dentist. In fact, 40% of Americans don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. The number one reason? Fear. Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we've been doing intravenous sedation since 1985, and we offer several sedation options, so we're certain we can help you. Want to be sedated for a filling? We do that. Want to be sedated for a cleaning? We do that. How about a root canal or a crown? We can sedate you for those too. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
אתם מאזינים למדברים על שיניים עם דוקטור קוויטקו כאן בתחנת הרדיו האהובה עליכם.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all again.
By the way, I picked that song because if you don't brush your teeth, if you eat too much Easter candy, you're going to miss your smile too. Anyway, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is Dentally Speaking. We are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And the question was about dark chocolate. And basically what the question is dark chocolate with about 60% cacao, is it better for your teeth than milk chocolate? And we have callers on the line. We have Alice, Mark, Alan, and Teresa. Let's go with Alice. Hey, Alice, how are you today?
I'm good. Good morning, Dr. Kvitko. How are you?
I'm great. And thank you for listening, first of all, and for calling in. And, hey, do you have an answer today?
Yes, I do. It's the dark chocolate.
It's true, right?
Yes, it is. It is true. I love dark chocolate anyways, better than the regular chocolate.
You know what? I've been kind of avoiding it. I'm going to have to switch to it because I think you can get used to the taste, right? It's not as good as milk chocolate, but you can get used to it.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have any teeth, though, so I guess it doesn't matter, but it is true.
Oh, so that song I was talking about kind of described you, huh?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. I mean, I have false teeth.
Well, what I like to say is the show is of interest to everyone because everybody has teeth or they had them.
Yes, they do.
And if they then we're talking about dentures or partials, right?
Yes, and I listen to you every Sunday, whether I have teeth or not.
I really appreciate that. I really do.
You're welcome.
And you have a wonderful day, okay?
You too, Dr. Kravicko. Thank you kindly.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Oh, stay on the line so we get your info, okay? Okay, she's still on the line still? Good, let me give you that sheet. All right, so I want to talk a little bit more about this dark chocolate because I found an article written by Roya Kulashadi, MD, and it talks about how chocolate is derived from cocoa beans, the fruit of the cacao tree. Okay, people might have thought I was saying that wrong, but cacao is also known as the Theobroma cacao, the Latin term, food of the gods. And recent published articles demonstrate that the quality and quantity of the antioxidants in cocoa and chocolate are very high, and their flavonoids are believed to reduce the number of free radicals in the body that contribute to medical problems, such as cardiovascular disease and cancer, and also to offer some anti-aging health benefits. This is actually pretty much news to me. I knew some of this, but not all of it. Cocoa can lower the leukotriene prostacyclin ratio and is shown to have beneficial effects on platelets and possibly inflammation and vessel dilation. They inhibit low-density lipoprotein, which is the LDL oxidation. They raise the high-density lipoprotein HDL level and reduce the thrombotic tendency. Their antioxidant catechin content is 4 times that of tea. Now, we've heard about how green tea is high in antioxidants. This chocolate is 4 times higher than that. They help the body process nitric oxide. Their flavonoids and procyanidins have inhibitory effects on hemolysis, and they can also contribute as a defense against reactive oxygen species and inhibit their carcinogenic processes. That's pretty neat. And then there's a graph here, which is if you just talk about the top antioxidant food, it's really neat because guess what? Dark chocolate is at the top with 13,120 units per 100 grams. And guess what? The next closest is milk chocolate with only 6,740. And the next one below that is prunes, 5,770. Raisins are way down at 2,830. And spinach has 1,260 units per 100 grams as far as being a top antioxidant food. And dark chocolate is 11 times more. Wow, than spinach. Then Brussels sprouts, then raspberries, then strawberries, then kale. I mean, eggplant, only 390, way down at the bottom. Isn't that interesting? I think that's really something. So that's a pretty good lesson for today when all we thought we were going to be talking about was, you know, Easter candy rotting your teeth. But, okay, so, but let's go back to Easter candy rotting your teeth, because that's what we do, right? So let's go on to, okay, so we had talked about Easter, the bunnies, the hollow ones, and the solid. We've talked about jelly beans. And then we've talked about the hard candy. There are some really, really bad ones out there. I mean, Easter candy. So I don't miss out, let me just mention those cream-filled eggs are the absolute worst on everybody's list. The absolute worst on everybody's list. Because not only do you have the chocolate and the sugar, and it's usually milk chocolate, which isn't the one that's good for your teeth, but then you have this, it's basically just a sugar bomb, you know, just like, it's like sugar wrapped in sugar, doused in sugar, rolled in sugar. and on top of eating away your teeth, if it's a child, they're going to be bouncing off the walls, right? So they might even get a head injury and break a tooth. So, anyway, we do have to go to another break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about maybe some other options we're going to finish this list and maybe go over the top 25 Easter candies. But We're also going to talk about some ways of making sure that your children can still have a happy Easter, as far as what's in their Easter basket that maybe aren't as bad as the ones we've been talking about. All right, so you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
ただいま、あなたのお気に入りの番組から、ドクター・クビッコのデンタリースピーキングをお送りしています。
Here at Dr. Kvitko and Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains. But with us, you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call us 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked? And while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years. What if I told you that you could straighten your teeth in 6 months? Between now and your next cleaning, would you be interested? Call us today at 614-262-9588.
I'm Grandpa! And I go to Dr. Kvitko and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Brush your teeth. Keep them looking clean and bright.
Brush, brush, it, brush, brush, brush,
brush your teeth.
See, now, Grandpa, he has all of his teeth because he's been coming to me, right? Alice, she should have been coming to me all these years, and she'd still have teeth, right, Alice? Anyway, I'm sorry, just making fun. But, no, I mean, we make dentures, too, and I think we do a nice job. So, you know what? You might want to become a patient of Dr. Kvitko & Associates. The number is 262-9588. Give us a try. You never know. Now, we did not talk about peeps. And but because we said when we came back, we're going to talk about the healthy stuff, and then we forgot to talk about peeps. Okay, peeps are not good for your teeth. They're like some of the worst, too. In fact, they're probably on a lot of people's worst after the hard candy, especially if you let them sit and dry out like I do. Now, it is only once a year. And remember, I said, you know, let your kids have fun and then just make sure they brush and go brush for them and maybe brush yourself and show them that that's what you're supposed to do. So, peeps, you know, at air temperature, it's basically just a marshmallow with sugar on it. So it's sugar on sugar like we were teasing about earlier. But if you let them sit, they get really hard. And I swear, you could pull a filling out. I mean, in some of these things that get so hard that or you could, if you have a filling that replaces part of your front teeth, and you're yanking on a hard peep, you literally could break that filling off or break a corner. So be very, very careful, I guess. Maybe you could cut it up with your knife and fork and just put it in. Let it dissolve on your tongue and don't bite it, right? Okay, jawbreakers. Now, that goes into the hard candy, but they're specifically, I mean, they're called jawbreakers. So the only way a jawbreaker would be good for you is if you don't try to bite it. But I know that's what they're there for, and so be careful with those. And anyway, okay, let's see. Let me see. I think. Okay, now let's talk about some of the healthier things that you can give your child, put it in their Easter basket. One would be trail mix. Trail mix, nuts, you know, and yeah, there's raisins, and we talked about that, but and there's M&Ms, but there's also nuts and things that are healthy for you. So there's protein in there, and at least it's not a bowl full of candy. So more like 80% of it is not candy, so that would be good, and it still tastes like a treat to your child. You know, something you could throw in the Easter basket as a little bit of a reminder, I guess, to your children would be throw a little thing of floss in there, put a new toothbrush in there, and that just kind of sets the stage for reminding them that this is maybe not so good for my teeth, and so after I've had my Easter candy, mom or dad are implying that I should go and brush my teeth. And it's amazing how they'll pick up on that. Now, if you can get some all-natural... Oh, we didn't talk about gummies, did we? Yes, we did. No, we didn't talk about gummies. Well, obviously gummies are sticky, and those, I mean, they're purposely stickier than the average sticky food. So you probably want to be very careful with the gummies. And again, if you have them or you let your child have them, make sure that it gets brushed off. Just brush it off really quick. And something you can do if you don't want to brush, you maybe have noticed this yourself, is after you've had something sticky that you know is not good for your teeth, if you go and you have something like raw carrots or celery and you chew it, just the natural chewing will get rid of the stuff that's now stuck in those little nooks and crannies of your teeth. So your teeth have this self-cleansing ability as long as you put food in there that will do that. Okay, it has to be something crunchy, and I don't mean Doritos because those will get stuck in there too. I mean raw carrots, raw celery, an apple would do it. A crisp pear would do it. And you can even do a test yourself by taking something like a white bread sandwich, which tends to get stuck in there, and then follow it up with that crisp apple, and you'll see that all that stuff goes away. So it's pretty neat. Now, I also implied that we were going to be talking about the 25 most, the 25 like favorite Easter candies. Now, this was put together by E! Online, and I don't know if we're going to have time for all this. Let me just check my clock again. Oh, we only have about 2 minutes? Okay, so I guess we do. I can just do it quickly, and that way everybody will know that I kept my promise to tell you about the 25. What are they? Okay, the best and worst Easter candy. So starting with number 25, some of these I didn't even know existed. It's Brock's Pastel Candy Corn. All right, it's Halloween, but they made it pastel and they're calling it Easter candy. That's like cheating. That's number 25. Jordan Almonds. So they take almonds and they coat them in chocolate and then cover them with candy. And honestly, that's more candy than almond at that point. But that would be number 24. Nerds. They're called Nerds Bumpy Jelly Beans. So I guess you take jelly beans and you make them look like grotesque by putting bumps on them, and that's number 23. Wonka Hoppin' Nerds Candy. Nerds are definitely a solid candy choice unless they're called bumpy, but they don't really scream Easter, do they? It's kind of like they're capable of cracking a filling and doing all those things that the hard candies do. And by the way, I've had Nerds. They are pure sugar. Just pure sugar, just like we've been talking about. Okay, we have to go fast. We have chocolate carrots. I don't know how you get that out of Easter out of that. Reese's Pieces, pastel Easter egg candies. They're just kind of tricking us, but they are pretty good, aren't they? Nestle's Crunch Nest Eggs. Then we have Hershey's Milk Chocolate Eggs. So this is just regular candy disguised as Easter. M&M Peanut Dark Chocolate. Now that is dark chocolate peanut M&M. Yeah, it's dark chocolate. Then you have chocolate bunnies. The solid kind. Then you have Robin eggs. We've talked about that. So now 14 is Hershey's candy-coated milk chocolate eggs. And then 12 is Reese's peanut butter eggs. Then 11 is, 12 is Chewy Spree. Never even heard of that one. Snickers eggs. Ooh, those look good. I shouldn't say that on the air. They're dark chocolate, though. Russell Stover Marshmallow Chocolate Eggs. And Russell Stover Chocolate Marshmallow Bunny. And Sweet Tarts, Mini Eggs, Butterfinger. I'm really out of time, right? Let's see. Butterfinger, the Chocolate Bunny, Starburst, Reese's Peanut Butter Egg, Peeps. And then the last one is Cadbury Cream Egg, which we said was the absolute worst one, right? If you're a dentist or you have teeth. All right, so don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. Go to our office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko and Associates. And again, why not call our office and become a patient? We'd love to have you. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.